We want to connect again to Krishna. So Purnamasi, when she was asked when would be a good time for the marriage of Radha and Krishna, at first she was also happy. Everyone was happy. But then she thought, if Radha and Krishna get married and it's happy ever after, then that's called swakya, or wedded, married love. But that's not the specialty of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is beyond that level. That's what happens in Dwarka. All the queens are happily married, they have so many sons, they have a beautiful house to live in, a palace, and this and that. They have servants, they have comforts, and they have Krishna. And that quality of love doesn't attract Krishna fully, because it's sharing with everything else. I have my, like now we see, oh, I have my son and my daughter, and then there's my husband, and we have to have a nice house and a car. And so you spread your attraction and attachment over many things, including a husband. But the love of the gopis isn't like that. They don't care about any of those things. They don't care to have a house, a car, a TV, beautiful children, so many things. They're absolutely beside themselves, not interested in anything like that. They want only one thing. They're totally targeted. They want Krishna's pleasure. They want Krishna to be happy. And that kind of love, which doesn't have anything for me in it, only for Krishna, that kind of love, it catches Krishna. He can't leave somebody who thinks like that. It's like if someone loves us very, very, very much, if we have the freedom to, we will want to be with that person because they're thinking only of us. And that's a dim reflection, because we're human and we have partitions and particles and separate areas of our love. But on this level of Braj love, that love is total, and Krishna reciprocates totally. So Krishna, Purnamasi, said to Nanda and Yasoda, she said, the astrological calculations aren't good. If they were to marry now, this girl would be separated from her husband. So this is not a good time for marriage. We can look at it later. And right after that, immediately after she said that, she came here to Javat, to elderly Jyotila, who's kind of crabby and grumpy and very religious and stern, and who has a son called Abhimanyu, who's kind of, he's not very interesting. He's kind of, and he's not very interested. He's interested in his cows and his business, making more more opportunity. And Purnamasi came and said to Jyotila, I want you to immediately accept Radharani's hand in marriage with your son Abhimanyu. And there was no astrology, there was no 5 days beforehand celebrations, there was no turmeric, this and that, there was no mindi on the hands, there was just immediately, yes, they're married. And then Purnamasi went out into the fields where Krishna was with the cows, and she came to Krishna with a box of sweets, maybe something of sweets. I don't know if they had cardboard in those days. But she came with some sweets and she said, please take these sweets. And Krishna said, thank you. And he asked, where did they come from? And Purnamasi said, these sweets came from the marriage of Radha to Abhimanyu. And Krishna, oh. But there's a mystery behind every single thing in Vrindavan. And you must know, before you can understand that mystery, that every single thing in Vrindavan is meant for Krishna's pleasure only. And we don't find this anywhere else, anywhere in the whole creation. And so it's hard for us to accept this, that why would you do that? You know, okay, if it's a Netflix movie again, you know, that would be a disaster. You know, she's married the wrong man, she's in love with him, he's in despair, all the people are unhappy. It would be like a real downfall of good fortune. But here is the opposite. Because whatever happens, whatever circumstances are there, Radha and Krishna inseparably bond in love together. Because Radha is, after all, she's Krishna's pleasure potency. She's the one who gives pleasure to Krishna. So no other man can interfere or enter into that relationship. So theology, philosophically, Abhimanyu, the name Abhiman, means a false conception of yourself. If I think I'm Queen Elizabeth, that's a false conception. That's not true. I may still believe it, I may still live my life trying to get others to believe it, but you can see clearly that's a false conception. So Abhimanyu is not exactly, he's not really married to Radha. They live separately. He doesn't even touch her shadow. And he's a partial, reflected manifestation of Krishna himself. For the purpose, by Yogamaya, for the purpose of increasing the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, he appears in this formation. And it's only in our Gaudiya Sampradaya that we have understanding of this. And practically speaking, if there wasn't such a place as Javat, even we would say, somebody made that up. It doesn't quite add up. But when you come here, you realize, oh, this place? Oh, there's a temple? Oh, Jyotila and Kutila and Abhimanyu, they're actually tangible personalities in the Leela of Krishna. So when we come here, what do we pray in Javat? Oh my gosh. I don't know. I just come here and laugh a little bit, to be honest with you. It's a beautiful place, actually. The people here are the friendliest, I think, in any village that I've been in. Usually, normally, you walk through this village, two people by yourselves, and you say, Radhe, Radhe, and even the kids, everyone will say back, Radhe, Radhe. And the cows and calves are very sweet. The whole place has a really nice atmosphere. So this temple, it's been here for quite some time, I think. It's not an old temple, maybe 10, 15 years old. And as I said, I've never been here before, to this place. There's a temple on a hill, somewhere from here. That way?
Yeah, I think so.
You have to ask a Brajavasi and they'll give you a point. Mm-hmm. But there's a temple on the hill, and that's the main temple in Javat. And that's where we normally always go. And that's the house of Jyotila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu. So when you go in there, you'll see the deities of Radha Kanta. And in the old days, before everything became kind of upgraded, there was a speciality that Krishna, he's playing his flute, but his eyes are going this way. He's looking towards Radha. They have repainted them newly and nicely, and now they both look forward. But for a long time, he was busy looking this way. And just to increase the fun, Krishna makes so many plans from Nandagram, how he can sneak in here in disguise. Sometimes he comes as a singer, a beautiful singer called Vidyavali, and he enters in and he tells some story to the gopis, and he entertains Radharani, and she thinks, oh, this girl is so nice. And then somebody, one of the gopis, realizes that there's a flute tucked in her veil, and so she alerts Radharani that this is not a girl, this is Krishna. And then they tease him, they reveal his presence, and then he goes running downstairs to old Jyotila, elderly Jyotila, and cries and throws herself on the ground and cries and cries and cries and cries. And Jyotila is so horrified, this poor girl, and picks her up and says, what's wrong, what's wrong? And she says, I'm Radharani's cousin from Varshana. There's no link with truth in Krishna's Leela. Truth is for the material world. So he says, I'm Radharani's cousin. I came here. She had a fight with me and she's sending me home. She wouldn't even talk to me. And I feel so bad and crying, crying, crying. And Jyotila says, don't worry. I know what to do here. You come with me. And she takes her by the hand and she brings her right up to Radharani's room and said, I hear that you two have been fighting. And Radharani looks like this and like this. And then Jyotila says, you should make up and hug each other. And Radharani says, actually, it wasn't me. I wasn't the one fighting. It was Kundalata who was fighting. Now, Kundalata is Krishna's cousin and a friend of Radha. So Kundalata doesn't exactly want to hug Krishna. So Kundalata says, no, 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 it was her. And then Jatila's watching, and they're all saying, no, she did, she did. And she says, you girls, I don't understand you girls, all fighting. Girls shouldn't fight. Then she says, I know what to do. Now, Vidyavali can stay here for the next 3 days with you all together, and we can make up, you can get over all these childish quarrels and so on, and I won't hear it of you any more fighting. So she just walks and leaves her there and walks out and closes the door and off she goes. And Krishna goes, and Radha goes. And in this way, Krishna performs so many delightful pastimes. We have 1 or 2 or 10 that are written down, maximum. But every day, Krishna is performing a different kind of exchange between Radha, this way, that way. And that goes on eternally. We can't comprehend that Krishna's pastimes grow and change forever and ever and ever. And they never end. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I asked my mother, because I was raised a Christian, and I said to her, what happens after we die? And she didn't know what to say, because I was young, and she wasn't thinking about anything like that. And she said, well, you go back to heaven, you go to heaven. And I said, what happens in heaven? My mother thought for a few minutes and tried to pacify me, and she said, well, you grow up. You get married, you know, you have a family. I was like, that's not fair, that's what we're doing already. It sounds like just more repetition of what we already know here. Because of course she didn't know what went on after this life. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and bringing us here to Vrindavan, we're getting some little hints, little tiny hints. And they're vibrant when we're in this place, because they connect, we connect with this place. When we go back to our homes all over the world, they stay with us as little tiny recollections or memories. And when we come back again in the future, you come back and you connect and you take off where you left off during this visit. So we build, we're building our relationship with the Dham. We're building our relationship with Krishna, and we're building our relationship with ourselves, actually, as who we really, in essence, are. So let's have something to eat, unless anyone has any questions.
What is the deities of Jyotila Vimanya?
They're not deities, they're like statues on the side of the altar. Here's Radhakanta here, and on one side you've got Jyotila, Kutila, and Abhimanyu. And for the longest time, for years and years, 20 years, 30 years, those figures were so dilapidated. The crown was like this, the veil had holes in it, the paint was coming off them. They looked like, they looked really dilapidated. But now they've made them look very nice and they all stand there in a row.
Okay, so
if you go to that Radhakanta temple, you'll see them there.